I chose photography. And why I chose it was because I have a very strong interest in acting, and I read a lot of magazines on acting. And in one article, I read that famous actor Viggo Mortensen, who plays Aragorn in Lord of the Rings, was loved by fans not only for his wonderful acting, but for knowing 7 languages fluently, being wonderful with animals, and a great photographer. And so I wanted to become an actor like him. And I'm learning my second language now, Spanish, and animals I can't live without. But photography, I didn't know anything about. It was a blank to me. So I thought that this was a perfect opportunity to try that out. My mentor is Granny Susie, Susan Koch, and she does photography as her pleasure, for her pleasure, not a profession or anything. But I noticed that she was always taking pictures at our celebrations and family gatherings, and I thought it'd be interesting to spend time with my family members on this project. So we got to work, and she just basically showed me how to run the camera, how to just take a simple picture, pressing the shutter button, which is a button you should all know from taking a picture, and telling me that we would do only black and white, and that we would not do color or other things in there, just because it'd be simpler to stay with one. And she told me that her camera that I would be using is an automatic and a manual, which means you can have the camera itself focus and choose the lighting and dark contrast for your photo, or you can do it yourself. So I found that very interesting. We went right away to work, and I took about 3 or 4 rolls of film just for practice around her yard. And thank you. And I found that working in nature was what I liked compared to architecture, people, or other things like animals. And I liked nature. That's what I wanted to do. So that's what it is. Next, she told me that we would be developing our own film, my own film. And I always thought that people at Safeway or the photo lab would do that. And I never knew that you could do it at home. But she taught me how. And the first thing is you have to be in a completely dark room. You cannot let any light in. So we decided to use her bathroom that has no windows. And we cover up the door with the mat. Now, what you first do is you open the canister, and this is film that has not been. And you're in the dark, and you snip off the very end so it's straight. The next thing you do is you feed it into one of these spools, take this, put it on the end, and you can also fit 2 of them, but we mainly just did 1 at a time. Save your chemicals. And this is you'll put it all the way to the very bottom with the canister at the top. You then put on the light safe lid. And only then can you turn the light. Otherwise, the film will be ruined and you will not be able to get your image as you took it. So after that, you have 3 main chemicals that you use. The developer, you pour that in. You have a significant amount of proportions in your chemicals and time that you must use. Otherwise, it kind of, the film and the picture might turn out messed up. So you pour it in, and I can't remember the exact time, but it's about 7 minutes for the developer. And you shake it around, make sure the film gets all of the chemicals on it. And then you have the stop bath. The stop bath stops the developing so it doesn't go on and on and on. You can have it go forever. And so that fixes your picture. But then you have the fixer, which actually really does fix the picture. So you have your image that way. After that, you have to put it in water for about 2 minutes, so it rinses it out. I did a lot of developing with Granny Susie, and I got okay at it, and that became a thing I just memorized. But I decided to take a break from that and do a little photography history and study about photographers. My first person was Annie Leibovitz, and I admire her because she is able to capture the human body, or people, in a way that I could never even imagine. Because I can't take pictures of people. I've tried, and it just doesn't work for me. Only nature does. And that was a little problem I had when I tried to take pictures of someone. It turned out a mess. So, I really admire her for that. And I have a book of hers, of her artwork, that you may look at back on the table. The next person was Ansel Adams. And he is my true person that I look up to in photography. He just blew my mind away. He's an American photographer, and he captured nature huge moments, Yosemite, at its peak of time, when it was the most greenery and the most beauty of it. And he did that, and I looked at his pictures, and it just blew me away. It was just really amazing that someone could capture this huge, huge cliff in black and white, having contrast, dark and light spots, perfectly aligned. And it was just, it was really amazing. And I also got to see a documentary on him and his life, thanks to my grandma, she had it. And it was really nice to learn about his background and his family. He grew up in San Francisco, and how he gradually just, photography was just life. That's all he thought about. And it was just, it's amazing that someone can put that much effort into something that I thought was so small. But after that, I got a chance to finally print my film, print my pictures. And that was a really good experience because I learned not only what the good and bad things were, but what I liked about my pictures, and that you could change them by using different lights and darks. And thank you to Emily Grice for letting us use her darkroom at her home. And I went on the weekend, and I took some of my negatives, which are back there that you can look at. And the negative has the opposite. Dark is light, and light is dark. So it might look confusing. You might think, well, wait a second. What's going on here? The person's face is black. But that's how the negatives work. So we went into her lab, and it's a bit like developing the film, but it is different. You've got three main chemicals again, developing, the stop bath, and then the fixer. But they are different kind of chemicals. What you first do is you compose your picture. You put the negative into this light or your picture through the negatives, and you have it on this desk to make it smaller or to let amount of light in. Compose your picture. You can have it as big as you want. And also I have some examples back there of big pictures that I did and smaller ones. It was a really great experience to be able to go into a dark room because it was small and cozy, and I kind of felt really at home. And all the things were hers, and we kind of used a nice process. But what I got most out of this project was learning that I didn't have to become a Viggo Mortensen to find my life. I found something that I really liked just thanks to him, but now I know that I can look up to someone, but I don't have to be that person. And it really made me look about life different. And thank you to my mentor, Granny Susie, my mother, for buying me a photo album and supporting me, and Cindy Smith for giving us this project in the first place. Thank you. Cards and flowers.